BBD starts with the commentary and follows with some gentle background sounds to help you meditate on the passage. The entire clip is 3 minutes long.
2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 7 through 10. The Art of Christian Combat. Apostle Paul speaks of the power of God and weapons of righteousness in verse 7 as part of his God-given, quote, ministry of reconciliations, chapter 5, verse 18. In verses 8 through 10, Paul continues to unpack his ministry by describing his experience as God's soldier, ensuring he puts no stumbling block in anyone's path, verse 3. To do this, he employs a powerful series of 9 contrasting opposites. 1, through glory and dishonor. 2, bad report and good report. 3, genuine yet regarded as impostor. 4, known yet regarded as unknown. 5, dying and yet we live on. 6, beaten and yet not killed. 7, sorrowful yet always rejoicing. Now, here's a comment on verses 8-10a from the InterVarsity Press Bible Background Commentary. Quote, Paul relates to issues that other speakers on moral issues face in Roman Greek and Greco society. Paradox, contrasting apparently irreconcilably opposites, was a standard literary and rhetorical technique amongst Greco-Roman society. Some philosophers, particularly the Cynics, often used paradox as a similar technique of irony, especially for turning the comments of their accusers, insane, foolish, shameful, against them, proclaiming themselves truly wise and rich. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 8. They proclaim that the opinions of foolish men, that is, non-philosophers, did not bother them. Stoics often reflected on their lack of worldly honor. But many philosophers avoided unnecessary criticism when possible, lest their message be dishonored. Moralists often even sought to learn some truth from false accusations leveled against them. Both Greek and Jewish traditions stressed being honorable and irreproachable, and most people cared about public opinion. So, quote, known here presumably means known to the one who counts, that is God. On dying and living, take a look at chapter 4, verses 10 through 12, and even perhaps Psalms 118, verses 17 through 18. Now, number 8 in the list of 9 is poor, yet making rich, and then number 9 is having nothing and yet possessing everything. Again, a comment on verse 10b from the InterVarsity Press Bible Background Commentary. Quote, although usually better off than peasants, artisans like Paul, he made a learning from making leather, working leather, Acts chapter 18, verse 3, they toiled and remained poor and had little social status. This was especially true for those who moved about, such as Paul did. Cynic philosophers gave up all possessions to pursue their lifestyle, but considered themselves spiritually rich. Cynic and Stoic philosophers claimed that although they owned little or nothing, all the world belonged to them, because they were friends of the gods, the pagan gods, who owned it. Now, as servants of the true God, Paul has all the more reason to apply the phrase, quote, possessing all things to himself. So, I examine my life to these 9 points. Jesus commanded, carry your cross. Thus is the mission of his soldiers. How many of these 9 apply to my life?
CDBD is sponsored by FreeBibleStudyHelp.com, home of Bible study, question sheets, commentaries, and information to help the individual and small group study the Bible.